Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Abgenommen, bedauert.
Character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled The Underworld Goes Underground. Rival construction companies submitted low bids for digging a tunnel under Eastern Valley River from York City to Paradise Island. The Dunlap Construction Company was awarded the contract. Many citizens and some of the newspapers believe young Reginald Dunlap's engagement to the daughter of Commissioner of Public Works Morrison was the main reason he got the contract for his company. Since work started on the tunnel, more than the average number of accidents have occurred in the workings. Strong pressure has been brought to bear on Commissioner Morrison by politicians and newspapers to cancel Dunlap's contract and give it to the Jenkins Company. During previous and less honest administrations, the Jenkins Company had a virtual monopoly on all city construction work. As our story opens, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, is discussing the matter with his friend and confidant, Dr. Franz.
I'm convinced, Doc, that there's dirty work going on at the tunnel.
What makes you so certain?
The past record of the Dunlap Company, for one thing. Before this tunnel job, they enjoyed the reputation of having fewer casualties on their jobs than any other construction company in the country.
But this is a very difficult and hazardous job.
It is. But the Dunlap people have had other jobs just as hazardous.
Yes, that's true.
I went to college with young Dunlap, and I know he's a capable fellow. When the old man died recently, Reggie took over the business. He's done a good job with it so far.
Well, what's causing all these accidents and so many men getting the bend?
I don't know. But I'll bet some group is trying to undermine Reggie. It's a tickly situation for the commissioner.
Yes, I can see it is. He wants to favor his prospective son-in-law, yet he can't disregard the dangerous situation that exists. Excuse me, Danny. There's someone out front in the store.
Yeah, it's only me, Doc.
Why, hello, Mike. Hello. Come on back in the laboratory.
Danny's here.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Danny. I was looking for you. There's trouble over at the Mid-City Tunnel, and we've been assigned to investigate.
Okay. I'll be right with you. Anybody hurt, Manigan?
Yeah, I think Mr. Dunlap himself was hurt.
Reggie Dunlap?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, come on, Mike. Reggie's a friend of mine. So long, Doc. See you later.
Someone, officer?
Yes, Mr. Reginald Dunlap.
My name is Stanley. I'm the night superintendent. Mr. Dunlap is in the airlock being decompressed.
Can I see him?
I'm afraid not. Not at the moment.
What happened?
Mr. Dunlap was down in the tunnel inspecting the work. Got word that his fiancée, Miss Morrison, had been thrown from a horse while riding in the city park. He immediately rushed to the service here without spending enough time in the decompression chamber. He got a severe attack of the bends.
Well, I'd like to see him. I'm a personal friend of his.
A year and a half hour, perhaps. He's back in the decompression chamber.
I see. Was Miss Morrison hurt by the fall?
Broken arm, I believe. She's at City Hospital.
Well, thanks, Mr. Stanley. I'll take a run over there and drop back here in half an hour.
Hey, what's doing, Donnie?
Drive me over to the City Hospital, Mike. Miss Morrison's been injured. Can't see Dunlap for half an hour. He's being treated for the bends.
Oh, bends, is it? That's what them tunnel workers get, ain't it?
Yes.
Well, what causes it, Danny?
Well, in order to keep the rock and mud from falling in and crushing the tunnel workers, or sand hogs, they're called, compressed air has to be forced into the tunnel until the air pressure against the sides and roof of the tunnel is as great as the pressure of the riverbed and water above the tunnel.
Yeah, and I can understand that, but
pressure may vary from 40 to 60 pounds to the square inch.
Oh, that must be tough on those sand hogs.
It is. Normal atmospheric pressure at sea level is only 15 pounds to the square inch. That's what the human body's accustomed to.
Well, go on.
When the men go on the job, they spend a certain amount of time in the compression chamber, called an airlock. While in the airlock, the air pressure is gradually increased to a point where it equals the pressure in the tunnel. The men are then able to pass directly into the tunnel.
They say it sort of conditions them, huh?
That's right.
Well, what about when they come out?
Well, that takes longer. If the men aren't properly decompressed before they come out into normal air pressure, paralysis and even death may result.
Well, here we are at the hospital, Danny.
Good. Wait for me, Mike. Only be a few minutes.
Okay. But if you see any good-looking nurses, just tell them that Mike Madigan has a car of his own.
You'll find Miss Morrison in that room right there.
Thank you, nurse.
Come in.
Yes? Oh, what is it, officer? Has something happened to Mr. Dunlap?
Now, don't worry, Miss Morrison. Nothing serious has happened. I happen to be an old college mate of Reggie's, and I heard you were here.
Oh.
I wanted to ask you a few questions about your accident. Will you help me?
Why, of course I will. I'll do everything I can to help Reggie.
Well, now, tell me what happened to you.
Well, I was riding along the bridle path in City Park when suddenly a man dashed out from behind some bushes, waving his hands and shouting. My horse shied and started to run away. I stepped off my saddle and fell. That's all I know until I came to, here in the hospital, with a broken arm.
Well, now tell me, do you often take that same ride and at the same time?
Why, yes, almost every day if the weather is clear. Why?
Oh, nothing. Well, I've got to hurry back and see Reggie, Miss Morrison. Now, don't you worry anymore. Just take it easy and let that arm of yours set. I'm going to find the answer to these mysterious accidents.
Well, Danny, what are you going to do with those old clothes?
Put them on over my Blue Beetle chain armor.
Going to a party disguised as a disguise?
No, Doc. You see before you Patrolman Dan Garrett, alias the Blue Beetle, alias a sandhog in the Mid-City Tunnel job.
Aren't you afraid you'd be discovered?
I have to take that chance.
What did you learn today?
Oh, many things, Doc.
I learned from Reggie, when I could talk with him, that he's not altogether satisfied with this new nighttime superintendent he has.
You mean Stanley?
Yes.
Stanley's an experienced man, isn't he?
Yes, and he came recommended by a friend of Miss Morrison.
What about Miss Morrison's accident?
I think that was planned with the hope that Reggie would come rushing up out of the tunnel as soon as he got the news.
And be incapacitated by an attack of the bend.
Yes.
Well, what are you going to do?
Go to work as a sandhog. Keep my ears and eyes open.
But your identity. Does Dunlap know you're doing this?
He asked me to help him solve this case. I told him it might prove embarrassing for his future father-in-law if word got around that a member of the city police force was working as a special investigator for the Dunlap Company.
So?
So I told him I was very close to the Blue Beetle, and I was sure I could persuade him to take the case.
Very ingenious.
Reggie got me a union card and a note to Stanley. I'm to start work tonight.
Anything you need, Danny? This is going to be dangerous work.
I'd like a shot of your secret 2X formula. May prove useful if I get into any trouble underground.
You shall have it. Anything else?
Not tonight. Well, so long, Doc. The Blue Beetle will crawl underground tonight instead of fly. But his nippers will be just as sharp.
You're new on this job, ain't you?
Yeah.
You one of Stanley's men?
I was hired by Mr. Dunlap.
Oh.
What difference does it make?
Plenty. The men Stanley's hired are out for no good. They're troublemakers.
What do you mean?
I've worked with some of them before. They're always brought in when somebody wants to slow up a job. They're nothing more than gangsters.
Who hired you?
Young Dunlap's old man.
What about all these accidents, blowouts, cave-ins?
There he is.
Look out. Trouble ahead. Don't let him get you into a fight. They'll kill you.
Let him try it.
He's a spy. That new guy's a spy of the minute.
Yeah, let's get him over this job.
Burke, too.
Yeah, let's get them both.
Hey, you. What's your name?
Flood, do you?
Oh, yeah? Well, Flood, do you?
How do you like that?
Spoil, how do you like that?
Oh, get him, Joe. Get him with that stick. Wait till I finish the work here.
Oh, yeah? That'll be minimal, right. Monk. How do you like them potatoes?
Hey, Phillips, come on, it's a fire. Come on, let's get in it.
Hey, look, where is it? That guy's hat, Joe. He's got a blue steel hood in his head.
Yes, the Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle.
Yes, the Blue Beetle. And he's going to burn you with his magic ray.
No, not in here. He'll blow us all to kingdom.
What's on here?
The boss.
Him. Who is this man in the strange mask?
It's the Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle. Who sent you here? Blue Beetle flies wherever crime and crooks congregate.
Well, there are no crooks here.
He was snooping around with Pike there, boys.
Hart.
Yeah.
Go up to the office and get your money. Take this Blue Beetle with you.
Well, now, listen, Mr. Stanley.
Get in the compression chamber there.
Okay.
You too, Blue Beetle. Well, let me see your masquerading face around here again. I have a feeling you and I will meet again, Mr. Stanley, after the Blue Beetle finishes his investigation. Shut the door, baby.
Gee, boys. Do you think he's wise to you?
Don't worry. When he gets out of that compression chamber, neither he nor Burke will ever be able to tell what they know or suspect. You've never had the bends, Blue Beetle, but you're going to have them now, permanently.
What will happen to the Blue Beetle in the compression chamber in the tunnel beneath the great river? Will Stanley's quick decompression of the air in the chamber kill or permanently paralyze the Blue Beetle? These questions will be answered in the next episode of The Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspapers. And don't forget to listen in to The Blue Beetle.
Character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is the second part of the story entitled, The Underworld Goes Underground. Reginald Dunlap, head of the Dunlap Construction Company, has asked his friend, Dan Garrett, to make a private investigation of the many mysterious accidents that have occurred during tunnel operations under the Eastern Valley River. Due to certain political angles involved, Dan tells Dunlap he'll get the Blue Beetle to do the job. As the Blue Beetle, Dan Garrett, disguised as a tunnel worker, makes an investigation, but is discovered, and after a fight, is ordered into the airlock by the superintendent of the job to be decompressed before ascending to the surface. With the Blue Beetle in the airlock is a man named Burke, a faithful employee whom Stanley, the superintendent, dislikes and has just discharged. As the first episode ended, Stanley and some of his hirelings are decompressing the air in the chamber more quickly than is safe, in the hope that the Blue Beetle and Burke will be killed as a result. As our story opens, we are in the airlock with Burke and the Blue Beetle.
What are we going to do, Blue Beetle? We're trapped and the air pressure is going down so fast I can feel the cramps coming out of my legs.
Now, grit your teeth, old man, and bear it as well as you can. Just as soon as I can locate the valves in this darkness, I'll stop the decompression. There must be some control inside as well as outside this chamber.
Well, I think there is. Over there to your right.
I've found them. Lucky I had my flashlight with me.
It's getting cold in here.
That's caused by the expanding air. It draws heat from surrounding objects.
Well, I hope you can get us out of here quickly.
That's just what I don't want to do. Now there. I'm shutting off the valves here.
Oh. What about Stanley and the gang outside at the tunnel end of the airlock?
They can't get in here now. The door opens outward and the pressure from their side is too great. We'll just take it easy for a while and let our bodies adjust themselves to the reduced pressure. Then I'll let a little more air out until the pressure inside is the same as that in the elevator shaft at the other side of the chamber.
But the cold. I'm freezing.
Here, put on this sweater of mine.
Yeah, but what about you?
I don't need it. I can stand the cold. I've conditioned myself to it.
Well, thanks, then. Boy, this is going to feel grand.
How's the bends?
Better. Guess it must have been my imagination.
I'll let a little more air out. That's more like it. That'll give us about 15 more minutes in here. Then it'll be safe to get out of here.
Boy, will I be glad.
Hey, Burke, how many of the men do you think are loyal to Mr. Dunlap?
Most of them. It's only the muckers that are new on this job. Them and Superintendent Stanley.
The muckers are the men who shovel or haul away the muck that's drilled away from in front of the shield?
Yeah, that's right. We sandhogs, that is, the drillers, gave them that name.
Hmm. Certainly fits that bunch of cutthroats who attacked us.
Yeah, they're a pretty slimy bunch.
Did you ever work under Stanley before?
No, never.
Know anything about him?
Only that he's the son of Assemblyman Stanley from the 3rd Election District.
Hmm.
His last job, I believe, was as foreman of a job on the West Coast.
How'd you like to do young Dunlap a favor?
Oh, sure. He's always treated me all right, as his father before him. What do you want me to do?
Keep your mouth shut about this whole thing.
Well, what about my job?
Let them fire you. Mr. Dunlap will take care of you until this matter's all cleared up. Then you'll get a real job, if I have anything to do with it.
Okay. I don't know nothing.
Well, that's on the shaft side. I'm going to open up.
Hello, Niles. Hello,
what up? Give me my sweater back. I want to put on my disguise again.
Okay. Yeah. Here it is. And thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Open up in there. Are you all right?
Yeah, just a minute.
Oh, what happened? Oh, now the tunnel, but we didn't get any answer.
Oh, nothing's wrong. There was a fight, and me and Bert got fired.
Yeah, Stanley fired us. We want our pay.
I didn't get it at the office. I'm going to find out what's wrong in the tunnel.
Nothing's wrong, except there's a few of the wrong kind of rats in it. Come on, Bert. We need some fresh air.
The blueprint of the entire project. And here is a detailed print of the air system in the tunnel. Spike, our engineer in charge of the pumps, will know what to do when I give him the go-ahead. Now, your job, Flukey, is to see that the steel emergency curtain is jammed, so it won't fall when the explosion blows a hole through the roof and lets the river flood the tunnel.
Sure, I got you.
We want to make this accident a good one.
You can count on me, boss.
But make sure you get into the airlock as quickly as possible. I don't want to lose any of our men.
Well, how are you going to work it? Some of us are working up at the shield. I'll be right there where the water will break through first.
Well, I'll see that they get a signal in advance. They'll suddenly decide to strike. They don't like the conditions under which they're working. Now, all of you men, those that I've hired, start back toward the airlock to the decompression chamber before coming up out of the tunnel. When most of you are near the airlock, I'll give the signal. And Mr. Reginald Dunlap's construction company can wind up its affairs.
Hey, what's that noise?
The Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle.
Yes, and he's going to nip. You're unwise to get in my way again, Blue Beetle. I failed last time, but this time I'm going to make sure.
Missed me, but I won't miss you, Stanley. That's for Dunlap, and that's for Burke.
Hey. Don't let this guy get through here. Hit him with something fluky. Bullets ain't no good against the Blue Beetle.
Keep the chair out.
Sit in it. And that takes care of you. I'll just take these plans and be on my way. I don't think there'll be any more accidents, Mr. Stanley.
Boy, what a wallopy back.
Hey, Stanley. What about it? He's got our plans. Blue Beetle exposed
him. Let him try it. He's an outlaw, wanted by the police. He doesn't dare appear in any court to testify. Besides, those blueprints are meaningless after the danger's done.
Now, what are you going to do?
Phone Scraggs and tell him to pull the job at once.
Danny, where are you?
On my way to the Mid-City Tunnel to try to stop a sabotage job.
Anything else?
Yes. Phone all hospitals to have ambulances and pool motors sent over right away. Got that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. The Blue Beetle has to work fast. Goodbye, Don.
Goodbye, Danny.
There's been an accident below. Explosion. Blowed a hole through the riverbed.
Anybody hurt?
Well, I don't know yet. Blue Beetle's down there.
Blue Beetle?
What's he doing?
Rescuing sand hogs, I heard.
Well, he can do it if anybody can. I read a while back where he saved 15
Feel after your stroke.
strenuous battle today.
Oh, I feel fine. That 2X formula certainly puts the vitality in this old carcass of mine.
You did a brave and noble thing tonight, Danny, saving all those men.
Well, that was the Blue Beetle's work, Doc.
Yes, yes, but the Blue Beetle is Dan Garrett, and Dan Garrett is
vice versa. And you know who's a happy man tonight?
Reggie Dunlap, I suppose, now that his enemies have been exposed.
Yes, yes, I guess he's happy. But I don't mean him. I mean Burke.
Burke?
Yes, Burke. The man who got fired when Stanley discovered my Blue Beetle disguise in the tunnel.
Well, what about Burke?
Well, Burke took over the operation of the pumps. And as a reward for his work, Reggie has given him that job permanently.
Ah, that's splendid. Well, what are you going to do now?
Well, Doc, with the compliments of the management of Dr. Fran's little apothecary shop, I'm going to make myself a great big strawberry ice cream soda.
Oh, fine. Fine, Danny. That's a great idea. And, you know, I think I'll have one with you. Come out in front of the store. We'll sit up at the counter and be our own best customers.
Beetle performed another noble deed and brought some dishonest crooks to justice. The moral of this story is that loyalty, such as that of Burke, the Sandhog, brings its just rewards. What further adventures await the Blue Beetle in his one-man crusade against crime? This question will be answered in the next episode of The Blue Beetle. Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspapers. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's KundryMD.com/energy.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled The Dancing Ghosts of Rocky Hill. Perched high on a rocky crag overlooking the ocean, not many miles from York City, sits Gray Crag's Manor. Surrounded by high stone walls, the large house dominates an estate of some 300 acres in Rocky Hill, East Chester County. Residents of Rocky Hill say the place is haunted. Some claim to have seen from a distance on moonlight nights the shadowy figures of dancers in the ballroom of the east wing of the manor. As our story opens today, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, little realizes that his next adventure will take him to Gray Crag's Manor. He is talking with his friend, Dr. Franz, in the little apothecary shop.
Danny, here's an item I clipped out of the personal column of the Chronicle this morning.
Addressed to the Blue Beetle.
I thought you'd be interested.
Somebody's kidding the Blue Beetle.
You think so?
Now, listen. Attention, Blue Beetle. Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider and sat down beside her and scared the poor girl away. Why should anyone address nursery rhymes to me?
There's a secret message in cipher concealed in that nursery rhyme. Are you serious, Doc?
Yes.
I deciphered it just before you came in.
Well, what's the message, Doc? How were you able to solve it?
Well, the difference in size of type used throughout the rhyme gave me a clue. The young lady has evidently been reading Francis Bacon.
Young lady?
Yes, young lady.
Well, this begins to look like a romantic adventure. And what makes you think she's been reading Francis Bacon?
Well, he used to write many of his plays and poems in cipher similar to this.
That's very interesting. What method did you evolve from this nursery doggerel, Doc?
Well, here it is, deciphered. Young heiress in dire distress. Only Blue Beetle can help. Come alone, midnight, Gray Crag's Manor. Urgent.
Gray Crag's Manor. I thought at Rocky Hill.
Yes, the place is supposed to be haunted.
It sounds like a trap for the Blue Beetle.
But it's certainly intriguing.
Yes, isn't it? I think I'll take a run out there now and look the place over by daylight.
Oh, why don't you? But be careful, Danny. That section used to be infested with bootleggers and rum runners during Prohibition. It's along the seashore. Lots of coves and inlets with rocky cliffs overhanging the sea.
Sounds interesting.
Are you planning on taking Officer Manigan with you?
Oh, poor Mike's laid up with a bad case of poison ivy.
That's tough on Mike.
Yes, the old war horse is champing at the bit. I'm going to drop by and see him.
Well, tell him I hope he'll be back on the job again soon.
I will.
Goodbye, Doc.
See you later.
Thank you.
check your oil, buddy?
No, I have plenty of oil, thanks. What do I owe you?
A buck.
There you are.
Thanks.
By the way, who lives in that old mansion up on the hill, overlooking the ocean there?
Mostly ghosts, buddy.
Oh, tell me you believe in ghosts.
Well, I don't know. Some folks in the village here claim to have heard music and seen figures dancing in a ballroom as they walked along the road.
Haven't anyone visited the place?
Nobody around here. There's a guy with a club foot on guard at the entrance to the estate. Sort of a caretaker. He don't let nobody in.
Doesn't anybody live in the manor house?
Yeah, there's a young girl, Rosalie Greenhall, and her aunt just moved in. She inherited the place, I heard.
Is that so? How recently did they move in?
About a week ago.
Ever see them?
Sure. They drive by here every day in an old-fashioned carriage drawn by a couple of swell-looking horses.
Who drives them?
An old man in an old-fashioned coachman's uniform.
You sure they're not all ghosts?
Well, sure, I'm sure. Wait, Joe Digby on the corner there sells him groceries and things. He says the coachman does all the ordering. The girl and her aunt don't talk to nobody. They're kind of snooty, Joe says.
Well, that's very interesting. I've got to get along. Ghosts or no ghosts, the fellow's got to make a living.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Well, so long, buddy, and stay away from haunted houses.
Wondering if I could drive through the gates there and up to the manor house. I'm a camera fiend, and I'd like to take some shots of the house and the ocean.
Ain't no one allowed on the grounds. Owner's orders.
No. Well, you suppose if I phoned up to the house from your lodge there, the owners would give me permission to take some pictures?
Ain't got no phone.
What are those wires running up the road there?
Them's electric light wires.
I see. Well, thanks for the information.
Oh, excuse me, stranger. My alarm clock's gone off. Must have set it wrong this morning.
Hello. That you, Clubfoot?
This is Blackie.
What's that? Some guy wanted to take pictures of the place. Wasn't a harness wall, was it?
All right. Now listen. The girl got a message out from the Blue Beetle somehow. The old man's lawyer saw it in the newspaper. Be on the lookout for the Blue Beetle. But the Spiderwise do. Okay. So tomorrow, Spider's taking a suitcase of the queer over to Mac at Hastings when he takes the girl and the rat out for a drive. Right. Take care of things. Goodbye.
I wonder if the Blue Beetle got my... What's that noise? Oh.
Good evening. Or should I say good morning?
The Blue Beetle.
Yes, the Blue Beetle. You sent for me. Here I am.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm in such trouble and so frightened. Will you help me?
The Blue Beetle is always ready to help anyone in distress.
I didn't know what to do. You were the only one I felt could help me. I'm watched every minute. This place is... It's so spooky. It terrifies me.
Then why do you stay here?
I must. By the terms of my late uncle's will, I have to remain here until I'm 21 in order to inherit the money that goes with this place.
That's a strange condition to put in a will. Who lives here with you?
My maiden aunt, Uncle Nathaniel's sister, Abigail.
If you're watched the way you say you are, how did you get the message in the Chronicle?
Well, I wrote a note to the Chronicle, enclosed some money with it in a stamped envelope, and addressed it, and dropped it outside of Digby's grocery store yesterday, hoping that someone would find it and mail it.
Well, what goes on here? Why all the secrecy?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I've seen some of the strangest men around here. I've heard the gatekeeper call our coachman Spider, and I heard Spider call the gatekeeper Clubfoot. Mr. Jasper, that's Uncle's lawyer, says that they're old retainers of Uncle Nathaniel. The others, he says, are workmen hired to fix the place. But they seem to work only at night.
What's that music?
Well, that's one of the things that frightens me. It's so ghostly. It comes from the other wing of the house.
Have you ever been in that part of the house, Miss Greenhold?
No. No, the door to that wing is locked, and I'm not permitted to go there. Mr. Jasper says that Uncle wanted that wing kept sacred to memories of his only love, a girl he met at a dance in the ballroom there one moonlit night. She died the night they were to be married.
Hmm. I'd like to get over there and make a little investigation.
Well, I can show you the iron door that leads to that wing of the house. You'll find it locked.
The Blue Beetle carries master keys to all locks. Let's have a look.
Here you are. Right through here. Now down this passageway. Here we are. That's the door to the east wing.
Hmm. Now we'll just try these keys. No, not that one. Here's one that looks as if it might fit. Uh-huh. There we are.
Look. Look there. There's shadows of dancers on the wall. But no sound of voices. It's uncanny. It must be...
ghosts. I've always wanted to meet a ghost. You stay here. I'd better lock this door after me.
Oh, no, please take me with you, Blue Beetle. I'm afraid to be left alone here.
No. You'll be safer in your part of the house. I'll be back as soon as I've had a look around.
The Blue Beetle walks into the trap. Down you go into the prison pit with the ghosts of the departed pirate captain. So you wanted to meet a ghost. Well, you'll meet plenty down there.
Blue Beetle! Blue Beetle, what's happened to you? What's happened to the Blue Beetle?
Happened to the Blue Beetle? Who are the strange people who have made Gray Crags Manor their headquarters? Can the Blue Beetle extricate himself and solve the mystery of the dancing ghosts of Rocky Hills? These questions will be dramatically answered in the next transcribed episode of The Blue Beetle. Copyrighted box feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
Character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle,
is the second part of the story entitled The Dancing Ghosts of Rocky Hill. In the previous episode, the Blue Beetle, through the personal column of the Chronicle, receives a call for aid from the new heiress at haunted Grey Crags Manor at Rocky Hill. Rumor has it that on moonlit nights, ghostly figures dance in the ballroom of Grey Crags Manor. The heiress, a young girl, Rosalie Greenhold, and her maiden aunt are closely guarded by two persons, a man called Spider, who serves as coachman, and a man with a club foot who claims to have been gatekeeper for the late owner, Nathaniel Greenhold. Entering the manor at midnight, the Blue Beetle talks secretly with Rosalie Greenhold. As the episode ended, the Blue Beetle was investigating the dancing ghost phenomenon when a trap door suddenly opened in front of him and he was catapulted into a deep dungeon. As our story opens today, a Mr. Jasper, attorney for the estate, is talking with Blackie, whom the police suspect of being a desperate criminal.
Now, look, Blackie, suppose you let me handle this situation. After all, I'm the attorney for old man Greenhold's estate and sole executor of the will.
But the girl, Jasper, the girl. She'll have the cops on her necks.
I can handle her.
But something's got to be done to keep her quiet. After all, she got a message through to the Blue Beetle.
And he's lying at the bottom of the pit where pirates used to throw their victims.
But is he dead?
Oh, the chances are his neck's broken, thanks to the spider.
But suppose he ain't dead or injured?
Well, he's securely locked in. Double locks and an iron door.
Well, I'll feel better if I went out and had a look for myself.
Well, that's all right, but do it under cover of darkness.
What about the girl?
I'll fake a message from the Blue Beetle and see that she gets it. She'll think he escaped and is coming back. That'll keep her quiet for a few days until you can move your plates and presses to some other location. They've been there long enough. The place is getting hot.
Someone's going to get wise to those phony ghosts and start investigating.
That's right. But by the terms of Nathaniel Greenhold's will, his niece Rosalie must live at the manor until she's 21.
And if she don't?
Then the whole estate, including a fortune in stocks and bonds, goes to charity.
With you as executor of the estate, it'll be slim pickings for charity.
I see. We understand each other. You've shared your counterfeiting profits with me. I'll share the estate with you. You get your counterfeiting equipment away from there, and we'll put on a haunted house campaign that will scare Rosalie Greenhold and her old maid aunt clear out of the state.
Just one key left to try. None of the others will fit. There. That's got it. Lucky I landed on my feet in this pit. Now, the Blue Beetle's free of his prison. Hope no one heard me. I'd like to catch whoever's running this show off guard. There's a door. I'll try that. A stone stairway. The light at the top of it. Well, here goes.
Blackie's taking an awful chance keeping this place as headquarters.
Yeah. It was okay for turning out this kind of dough until that dame came to live here. Them dancers upstairs throwing shadows on the windows sure scared folks away from this place.
Here, pile these bills in the suitcase with the others.
Okay. Well, I'll take it. It's probably Crawford down the gate. Hello? Yeah, Spider's here. Just a minute. It's for you, Spider.
Yeah. Hello? What? Blackie says dismantle the press? Yes, yes. What? Good, yes, yes. Okay. Yes, I got you. Huh? Deliver the fake do-re-mi to the laundry in Hastings when I take the girl and her aunt for a drive in the morning.
So that's how it's done.
Goodbye.
Well, the Blue Beetle will spoil that little game. But first, I'll have a look upstairs and see what makes the ghost dance.
Well, I took your aunt's place on the drive this morning because I wanted to have a talk with you, Rosalie.
What about?
I don't think you trust me, my dear.
Why should I? I'm not permitted to have friends at the manor nor to visit outside places alone.
Those were your uncle's orders, Rosalie. After all, he wanted to protect you from fortune-hunting men and social parasites who might take advantage of your trusting nature when you came into your fortune.
But what about all those strange goings-on at the manor? Why, Last night something terrible happened.
What about last night? What happened?
I shouldn't have said anything.
Now, is there something you've been keeping from me, Rosalie? After all, your uncle trusted me. Why shouldn't you?
Well, last night, the Blue Beetle...
Blue Beetle? Why, now, that's very interesting, because I clipped this out of the paper this morning. You may be the Rosalie this was addressed to. Now, here, read it.
To Rosalie. Had strange experience last night with ghosts, but am safe now. Advised you leave Manor as soon as possible. Signed, the Blue Beetle. Oh, I knew I was right. That terrible place. I won't stay there another night.
Oh. Well, here we are at the laundry, Mr. Jasper. Shall I take the bag of wash in, sir?
Yes, take it in. But be sure to get a receipt, Spider.
Yes, sir. Just a moment there. I'd like to have a look at that bag.
Now, what's the idea of this? Who are you?
I'm the sheriff of East Chester County. I've had a telephone call to be on the lookout for you folks.
Why, this is an outrage. We're respectable citizens. This young lady is the owner of Gray Craig's Manor, and I'm her attorney.
Oh, well, then you won't mind my looking into this suitcase to make sure it's full of dirty clothes and not...
Spider, yes. Drive on. We'll not stand for this outrage.
Touch those horses, and I'll touch this trigger. Now, have a look in that suitcase. Money. Counterfeit. The Blue Beetle was right.
The Blue Beetle?
Yes, the Blue Beetle. He phoned me an hour ago.
Mr. Jasper, what does this mean?
Well, somebody must have switched suitcases on us. Well, this is a frame-up.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'd say you two are in a tough spot.
I demand to see your warrant, Sheriff. I stand on my constitutional rights. As a practicing attorney, my advice to you is...
As a practicing sheriff, my advice to you, Mr. Attorney, is... Get a good lawyer.
Club puts on the phone, Blackie.
Okay. Hello? What? The ghosts are dancing up at Gray Crags. But it's only midday. Where's Spider? All right, phone up to Slim and tell him to stop the dancers. What? What's that? Slim doesn't answer. Something's gone haywire. You lock the gate and stand guard. I'll be out there pronto. Goodbye. I wonder where Slim is.
I don't know. Ain't nobody around.
Well, somebody shut off the mechanism of the dancing ghosts.
Yeah. We better have our gats ready.
You follow me and keep your eyes open.
I don't see no one. Something about this business don't smell right to me.
Look at that closet there. Someone may be hiding. Easy now.
Look! Slim!
Bound and gagged.
I wonder who done this, Blackie.
The Blue Beetle!
The Blue Beetle!
Yes, the Blue Beetle. Hey, your horse. I'll take that gun, Blackie.
Oh, no, you won't, Blue Beetle.
Oh, yes, I will. That takes care of Mr. Blackie. Now, Mr. Clubfoot, I hate to sock a cripple, but drop that gun or I'll...
Okay, Blue Beetle, you win.
Well, that's better. I'll just tie you up for safekeeping. The police will need you.
What for? The cops ain't got nothing on me.
Perhaps not. But I'm sure they'll want you to demonstrate those mechanical dancing dolls upstairs that threw ghostly shadows on the windows of the old ballroom. Sorry, I can't stay for the final curtain. But I'll read about it in tomorrow's papers. The Blue Beetle's job is done. The dancing ghost of Rocky Hills will dance no more at Gray Crags Manor.
And so another gang of criminals was rounded up and brought to justice by the Blue Beetle. But Officer Manigan couldn't make the arrest because of being laid up with poison ivy. The moral of this story is, deception can never win for long. Truth will always triumph in the end. Also, as Officer Manigan would say, stay away from poison ivy.
What new adventures await the Blue Beetle in his unceasing crusade against crime? This question will be answered in the next transcribed episode of The Blue Beetle. Fox feature, appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspapers. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich. Mm. And a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6. All just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.